Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, this is Cheryl Cook from Columbus, Ohio. I'm broadcasting live. Basically, this is nothing but a test run for Anita Swain, who is a prophetess, to tell about her new program, House of the Prophets, that will be airing soon. Anita, tell us about your program.
Well, thank you for having me on your program today. House of the Prophets is a voice of God, or what God is giving us to give to his people. It's a group of prophets that come together. Some of them will be guests on the show. Some of them you may hear about different events in different cities. And we are just speaking what God has given us. Whatever God gives us, we will speak. We will speak things to help encourage you, to help instruct you, to give you some wisdom regarding the voice of God. The Bible says, how can they hear, meaning understand, meaning perceive, if there is not a preacher? And even though a person is a prophet, it's more or less like they're a priest, and they're the priest that God is using to raise up. There are many people that are called in the prophetic realm in this hour, and they do not know how to get instruction. Some churches don't believe in prophecy. Some of them do believe in prophecy, but they do not have time to take a mentor. So what we are doing is we are targeting young prophets, and we are helping them to mentor them into the way of God so that they can know God's voice clearly for themselves. So if they don't get a word from anybody else, if they never get another prophecy, they will know who God is, and they will know how to listen to the voice of God, hear the voice of God, and walk in their calling.
That is very good, Anita, because, you know, we have too many people going around now calling themselves a prophet when we know that everyone, just because you prophesy, because the Bible says, God said he wished that all would prophesy, but just because someone prophesies does not make them a prophet. There are many voices out there in the world, and just because somebody says something does not necessarily mean that it is a prophetic word. I'm sure with you being a true prophet of God that you know how a prophet is supposed to operate. Prophets have been in existence since the beginning of time. They are in the New Covenant or the New Testament, as some would say, as part of the fivefold ministry, being the apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors, and teachers. And the word also says that the church is built on the foundations of the apostles and the prophets. So we know that they're very important in the kingdom of God. We also know that prophets are those who come and foretell. They come and show the way of the Lord. We also know that true prophets just don't give personal prophecies, but they know a lot about the issues that's going on within the world. They know about what's going on with China. What's God saying about Jerusalem? A true prophet really loves Israel. You cannot be in replacement theology and be a prophet and say that you love God when you don't believe also in Israel, because that's who God started with, being with Jeremiah. And the book of Acts also says that David was a prophet, and that prophets are those we also have those who are seers. Every seer is a prophet, but every prophet is not a seer. And a seer is a person who basically dreams a lot. They have a lot of dreams where God talks to them in their dreams, just like with Jacob. And they have a lot of visions. God speaks to them through visions. And so the prophetic has many levels, and I'm sure your program is going to be of utmost importance to explain these things to the people.
Amen. And that's what I really want to do. My heart is for the people, and I want God to use me to impart wisdom into them, to help them to stand in their calling, to know that they are a prophet or a prophetess, and that they are a person of God. I want them to stand and know that God is on their side and that God will send them to the nation or send them wherever he needs to go at an appointed time. I believe that in the day that we're living in, most prophets, they're put down, they're rejected.
Exactly.
They're being kicked aside.
Mm-hmm.
Some of them, they begin to doubt who they are. And then some of them become arrogant.
Exactly.
And they know exactly, they think too highly of themselves.
Mm-hmm.
I went through a situation today. I was talking on the phone to somebody, and then the anointing came on, and God gave me a word for somebody else. And I had to let the other person know, it is not your time yet
mm-hmm.
to step out.
Mm-hmm.
That God wants to purify you. God wants to strengthen you. God wants to raise you up. God wants to process you. And then once he finishes processing you, then you'll be able to go out. And I know that was a word that they didn't want to hear. I don't
mm-hmm.
know if they received it or not, but I had to do what God told me to do. And that was what God told me to do. So it's about knowing when it is your time. Because
mm-hmm.
when it's your time, you really don't have to beat down on doors and make people do this and make people do that. Sometimes God will have us go through a wilderness experience, and all the time wilderness doesn't come because of something wrong that you did.
Mm-hmm.
Wilderness comes because God tries you, he tests you, and he proves you in the wilderness. Once you've been proven in the wilderness, that's when you get a chance to enter into the promised land. In the promised land, everything that you want is provided for. But God is going to take you through a wilderness because a wilderness process in order to get you to the place where you can respect or that you can take heed and enjoy the fruits of being tested in the promised land. If some of us go in the promised land too early, like if I get married too early, I may not appreciate the husband that God has for me.
Exactly.
Because I'm still hurting or in pain and my mind's frame is still in the wilderness instead of being in the promised land. So God gives us what we need at the time when we are ready to receive it.
Well, like I always say, Anita, the scripture says that those who teach are going to be judged harsher than those who don't teach. Every person who comes out of their mouth that says that God said had better be sure that it's God saying. A lot of times people have used the prophetic to try to control other people, and you can't do it like that. The purpose of Anita Swain, who is a prophet, that her program will teach you how to see these kind of things in people. Are they a true prophet? Are they just someone to, quote-unquote, going around blowing smoke? But to also to mentor those who are starting out, and there's no one basically there to teach them. Remember, the Torah teaches us, or the Tanakh, the Old Testament and Bible, teaches about how there Elijah had a school of the prophets. In other words, the prophets had to be taught. They had to know what to say, what thus says the Lord. When it was God's voice, they were trained to hear and to know the voice of God, because Yeshua, Jesus says that my sheep knows my voice, and none other will they follow. And also, with the anointing that comes with her, that there will be much deliverance that even comes forth in these upcoming broadcasts of House of the Prophets.
Amen. And I just want to be able to do whatever God has for me to do and speak what he has for me. And another thing I would like to share with the young prophets is don't go out before it's time. Make sure that it's time. Make sure it's your season. Make sure that you're not fighting battles that you don't have to fight as of yet. I had shared on Facebook today that when I had ministered to the young man, I said, I need to put this on Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
And I put it on Facebook about how someone contacted me, and they said, I want you to pray against the marine spirits, the mermaid spirits, the husband and wife spirit. And I said, wait a minute, you asking too much. I texted them back. I said, you're asking too much. I think you need to consult your apostle or your bishop.
Mm-hmm.
Because you asking me to fight some battles that are not mine, and you asking me to go against some heavy-duty demons.
Yeah.
I don't know what was in that man's mind, but I don't think I'm ready for all that yet.
No, not at all.
But I know what God has equipped me to do, and I know what he's anointed me to do. And as someone tells me, they said, well, you're like a birth, a midwife in the spirit, and that's to bless people, to help them give birth to their ministries.
Amen.
And that's what I want to do, what God has equipped me to do.
So, Anita, with your upcoming program, when do you expect your first episode of House of the Prophets to be broadcast on Blog Talk? Can you give the people the title of your program so they know when they come to Blog Talk Radio what to look for, the time and the date, and how long is your broadcast?
Well, the broadcast will be for a half an hour, and I believe it's going to be starting about 15 more minutes. Are we ready for it? Maybe tune in next week. I don't think I'm ready for it today.
No, I mean, you're true. I mean, your true 30-minute program. We're doing a couple of test runs, and this is one of our test runs that we're doing because I'm showing Anita how to do the studio for Blog Talk Radio. So your really first 30-minute program, where it will be nothing, no other person but Anita Swain teaching, will be aired what day and what time?
Well, it will be aired next Saturday
at
11 o'clock.
In the morning?
In the morning.
Okay, so it should be every Saturday morning at 11 a.m.
Yes.
Okay, so we can look forward to House of the Prophets on Blog Talk Radio every Saturday at 11 a.m. with Anita Swain. So please tell all your friends, announce it at your church, at the synagogue, or wherever, if you want to come and hear a true woman of God teach about the prophetic. Also, Anita, if the people wanted to get in touch with you, what is the best way for them to find you?
Please find me on Facebook.
Okay.
Under Anita Swain, our prophetic utterance of the House of the Prophets. Just type in my name, Anita Swain, you'll find me.
Anita Swain, and tell them how to spell that.
It's S-W-A-I-N.
Anita, A-N-I-T-A.
That is
correct. Cool. And type in Columbus, Ohio, and you'll see her on there with her big, beautiful smile.
Oh, thank you.
On Facebook. So until then, we just have like one more minute. Anita, if you had to give the people a last word concerning the prophetic, what would it be?
Believe not every spirit, but try the spirit, not by the spirit, but try the spirit, to make sure it's God.
Okay. And so that's one of the things that we have to look forward to make sure that everything that we're hearing, that it's coming from God. Because every time someone says, thus says the Lord, it's not always thus said the Lord that we think that it is. So this is Cheryl Cook, and I'm happy to introduce House of the Prophets to you by Anita Swain. So look for her next Saturday. I don't think she means tomorrow, but next Saturday, which would be the 14th, Valentine's Day.
Oh, wow.
Valentine's Day, February the 14th at 11 a.m., and you can hear Anita for a half hour, and I'm sure she'll give you more information during her broadcast. So until then, this is Cheryl Cook from Columbus. And also, I'm coming back with Beautiful and Brave, but I've just still been dealing with TMJ, so keep me in your prayers, but I am coming back on Blog Talk Radio. So until then, this is Cheryl Cook of Columbus, Ohio, and Anita Swain, she's not my sister, Anita Swain of Columbus, Ohio, introducing her new Blog Talk Radio program, House of the Prophets, which once again will air Saturday, February the 14th, 2015 at 11 a.m. So before you go out with your best bow on Valentine's Day, listen to Anita. And meanwhile, may God bless you abundantly. Bye.